Now the Gemara says like this: This shleima ba'chut shechorza b'nosem b'smin shekula royaliyah b'smin. So when the first you made this rika ba'chut, let's say the beginning, and the first we have only one cup. So the first made this rika ba'chut is very good. Why yechayis was rika chutz? Because that dam was going to be brought b'smin. He didn't make any rika b'smin yet. Therefore, the first made this rika ba'chut. Avadi yechayis. Those things were fit to be brought b'smin. Avo b'smin. So in the case where you first made this rika pinin, the hell on bachut. And then like the shirayim left over it, you made this rika bachut. So why is the shirayim in the chur? It's only shirayim, it's only left over dam. So why are you chayim bachut? It's only shirayim. It's not likuva. So Moya says, yes. For mani ben Nechemi, I'll tell you how this is going, according to Nechemi Shita. The yama that he says, shirayi hadam, shechivim bachut, shechayim. That the left over the dam that he had before, by the Chatzos HaPanim, but he holds the Chatzos HaPanim. If you do not make the Shirayim on the third of the Mizrach Yisrael, you're not Yotzi Yikaporim. So that's what it is. Mikuvo, if you make the Zrik of the Shirayim Machut, Yichayet Chayet. So my ears, here in the Chemiyot, our mission is going to call it in the Chemiyot, and so I'm afraid. Let's see what it says in the first of our Mishnah. The Seifer says, what's going to be Kibbul Gomo the Shnei Koyches? Let's say the Kohen made a Kabbalah in two separate cups. Now, North on Shnei Mithrim, if you know the Zrika, both of them inside, so part of Shita, there's no Chiyas Kodesh, he didn't make any Zrika Chutz. Shnei and Bachut, Chayis, if he make his Zrika, both of them Bachut, he Chayis, both of them would have been Reim Lepnim, therefore you do the Bachut, he Chayis, with one hand in the Chayis, one, with two halamas, he Chayis, right. What's going to be Echad Bifnim, the Echad Bachut? One cup you make a Zrika Pnim, and the second cup you make a Zrika Chutz, but says Potter. The question is why? I've only on the Chemi says, Shirei Hadam, Shechriva Machut Chayiv. The leftover dam, if you bring it outside, you Chayiv. The Chur over here is called leftover dam. True, you made a Zrika with the first case, but the Chur what's in the second cup was also considered Shirayim. But since it's a mitzvah to put it on the side, now that you put a Machut, why are you Potter? The Chur son of Nechemia. Shmuel says no. I'll tell you, Seifer and also the Tanakhama, the Rebbe of Shimon. The Seifer of our Mishnah goes according to the Tanakhama of the Rebbe of Shimon. The Yama that he says, Kais Oisa Dichul Echaveirim. The Pshat is when you makabel two Kaisers, two different cups of Dam, when you use one cup, when you use the Dam from one cup in the Pnim, the second cup is not considered even Shirayim. The second one is considered Dichul, that there's no mitzvah to use it. The only mitzvah is only in the first case. And the shrine is only from the leftover in the first case. But the second cup of chlal becomes Dichul, it's not fit to be used. Therefore, if you bring it Bachut, you put them. Even the quote on the Chemiyo, that's not considered Shirayim, that's why you put them. Then the Mishnah says, Lemaha Dabadim, what is this like? Lemafrish Chatosai Diyavda. The person set aside one carbon chatos and lost it. This is the Chemiyo, so they set aside a second one instead of it. Then he found the first one. Gemara says, Lemah Adavah Deyma Lomali, and what do we need this whole example for? What's the purpose of it? Shita. Gemara says, Asai Yamani Rebbe, it goes according to Rebbe. But the Chiddush of our Mishnah is according to Rebbe Shita, the Yama that he holds, Avudah B'Shas HaFresha Mesa. Now that is Alocha, if you were mafresh first one korban for the Chatis, and you lost it, and then you were mafresh the second one, but the time when you were mafresh the second one, if the first one was lost, so the pshat is now that this is supposed to be the korban chatos. And then when you find the first one, if you bring any one of them, that's the korban. And the second one has a locha like chatos shemeis tabala, that's for nisos lo, that's nitcha. And therefore, if you bring the second one bachut, you potter. And that goma to the shnei kaisai, that when you use one, the second one is nitcha. And rochi korban, this is what the mission is saying. Time the of the only because at the time when you set aside the second one, the first one was lost. So now it's halacha, like only one of them is a korban chatish, and the second one was considered like a chatish in a chatan balera. That's the misa, and therefore you bring it bachut yipotah. But let's say in the case, or hifrit shtei chatayis achrayis, let's say lechatchila, you were mafresh, set aside two korbanis for a korban chatish. And with an achrayis, that let's say one gets lost, you use the other one. for such a case, Chodem Minayim Mikol Omru, that really both of them are spirit fit to be brought with him. And therefore, in the case where you're mafresh lechetchila, two korbanos, like two animals for the korban chatas lachrayim, even if you bring one with him, and then the second one you check pachutz, then you would be chayim for shchut echutz. That's the chiddush. Only over here, that when you mafresh the second one, the first one was lost. The second one, that's the mokum v'ikar korban chatas. Now later, when you find the first one, only one of them has a din to be brought for korban chatas, and the second one would have a locho like a chatas shemesh b'balei that's for nishar's love. Therefore, if you bring one this nim, and the second one mechutz kipoto, and the Gemara says, "Who could have food on the rav?" Like Yehuda Merav says, "The Amr food on the rav." Osham shenitigli reiyam. Let's say you have a korban osham that's not fit to be brought for the korban osham, so you have to let it pasture in the field. Let's take an osham shekipto b'balei. So you have to now let it pasture in the field until it becomes a bamum. And then with the money you buy another korban. So let's say before it became a bamum, you took this osham that's nitik luriya, meaning you were ready to schapu baleh with another korban osham. Now the shachutu stam, if you shach this korban stam, koshim riyah becomes into a korban eila. Because that's the locha, kol by a chattis that's mesa, by an osham atroya. So kol ponim you see by an osham, the second one becomes into a korban eila. The same thing would be by korban chattis. When your mafresh both to them, lechetchila, fachrayis, that even when you bring one of them for the korban chattis, the second one is kosher for korban eila. And therefore, if you shech the second one bachut, you'd be chayi for shkut echut, because it was fit to be brought up in him. The Gemara says, Midami, what's one after the other? Hosham, osham zocho, the oila zocho. It's very good. An osham is only from a zocho, and it can become into a korban eila, which is also only from a zocho. Avra chattis, but by korban chattis, the kevi, sometimes you can set up a chattis supposed to be in the kevi. So, and in the kevi, it can't be a korban eila. So how do you say so poshid that a second achrayis, the second chattis was made achrayis, becomes into a korban eila? And the kevi can't be a korban eila. So my answer is yes. My answer is, Amr Adhiya, the Yustini, the Sayer Nasi. We're talking about when a Nasi does the chit. And he has to bring a korban, a Sayer, he has to bring a zocho. So his chattis is a zocho. So he was mafresh two seirim lachrayis, and then he brought one of them. And afterwards the second one turns out to be a korban oila. So when he brought pachutz, he'd be chayim v'shut echutz. That's what Mishnah teaches us. The man does it down there, when you're mafresh chatos for here, not that lechatchilu you're mafresh two chatos, but you only mafresh one, and then it got lost. And while the first one was lost, you set a second one, that second one is not ever going to come into the oila. But out of these two, one is a chatis, and the second one is nitcha, is like a chatis and a chatos b'leh, which is levisa's law. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Where it's a moshul, that here by the two kaisos, the second one is nitcha, just like here, the second korban chatis is also nitcha, it's the nisa's law, therefore you make the shchut echutz on the second chatis, yipotah. Hachin alech la'ashechet yamayla. Now the Mishnah says that the poras chatis she'asol for chutz megitom, poras chatis means the poraduma, if they made the slave or they burned it in the wrong place, not the place it's supposed to be, the place it's supposed to be, it's called Megitta, place of done to Gath, we'll see in the Gemara. But the kids, you burned it in the wrong place, or else, the Chayim Seir HaMeshaleach, the special service, Boron Yom Kippur, send out Lazazel, if you, Shekriv HaBachut, you shecht it outside, the Loch Rish Potter, there's no din Shkut Echut, so I call the Shkut Seir. Shnemek, the post of Zezel Moikra, the Yom Tessach, Oyo Moin Lo Yeviyo, where is the list of Shkut Echut, something that's supposed to be brought inside, and it's allowed, but not to bring it outside. So Darshin called Shainu Royal Love, your festive Royal Maid, and Chayav Molov. Something like the Paraduma, or the Sayyid Mishaleach, but its Avoid is not fit to be brought inside the Avoid itself. It's supposed to be done outside. So even though you're doing it in the wrong place, you're not Chayav, for Shchutei Aloy is Chut. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be with an animal that's a Roiva? Means an animal, a par that lived with an isha, or else a nirva, that means a poro that lived with a man, a muksa, an animal that was set aside to be worshipped by a vodizara, or else a nevad, where he actually worshipped this animal, or esnan, the present that was given for a zayna, he had a pay, he gave an animal for pay, all these traits of these animals are possible to accord him via mechil, or an animal that you sold for a dog, via kalayim, via treifor, an animal that the client was murmured, like from a tayish or from a rochel, two different meaning, via treifor, an animal that the treifor, like the Jewish Asayim, or else the Yaitse Daitin, an animal that was not born normally through the rechem, but it cut out through the side, shekrivu machut. Let's say you are makdish an animal like this, and now they are makdish bachut, also part of, you're not chayiv chorus. Shenem, the Pesuk says, lefnei mishkan Hashem, you only chayiv something that's fit to be brought inside the mishkan Hashem. So we dashin, kol sheinu roi lefnei mishkan Hashem, hein chayiv malov. Any animal that's not fit to be brought for korban inside, if you bring it bachut, you're not chayiv. Bali mum, let's say you have an animal that's a balmum, you have a korban that's a balmum, then bali mum and kavuyim, whether the mum is a balmum kavuyim that can never be healed,